You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The 20th annual Michigan Tree Climbing Championship takes place tomorrow in Holland. Tree industry professionals and a few hobbyists will compete for prizes and the chance to go to the international competition in Florida.
But you want to get your legs up as high as you can so you can kind of push your midsection up and slide your rope down as easily as possible without keeping that pressure off your arms.
Nate Jansen works for Bartlett Tree Experts in Grand Rapids. This will be his first time at the championship. Though it sounds simple, tree climbing isn't just hoisting yourself onto low-hanging branches. For trees that are up to 100 feet high, it's more like rock climbing, with belays, a harness, and a helmet. Jansen says it also requires a great deal more thought.
So yeah, you kind of start at the base and work your way up looking for defects and trying to get a good feel for the tree if it's safe enough to climb first off.
The Michigan Tree Climbing Championship is unique in that it's one of the few athletic competitions started to promote safety. William Drews owns Woodland Tree Services in Kent County and is also on the board for the Arboriculture Society of Michigan, which organizes the competition. Drews' son Lucas has gone to the international championship 3 times. Drews says there's a camaraderie that comes out of tree work. It's dangerous. He says it's right up there with ocean fishing and crop dusting.
Assessing the risk and understanding it and making sure that when they come home at night, you know, they can be there with their family and have all their fingers and toes and you know, not get hurt.
There are 6 events in the competition that simulate situations on the job or different climbing techniques. Everything from the fastest climb to rescuing someone from a tree. Brett Nelson is another arborist with Bartlett Tree Experts. He says not only are certain types of trees easier to climb and prune, but each individual tree has its quirks. Jansen says that's what makes it exciting.
You almost think of it as a puzzle that you have to take apart, and you know, you try to do it with the tools you have in the most efficient manner possible, and sometimes that also includes a little bit of adrenaline, so it can be a good time.
But it's that adrenaline that sometimes causes problems. William Drews says accidents caused by amateur tree climbers give the industry a bad rap.
Whether it's the homeowner, whether it's someone helping someone else, all those accidents go into the same pool. And so as an industry, we suffer the injuries that the unqualified person encounters.
Jansen says experienced workers have to remember that a lot can go wrong. A few years ago, Jansen sliced his leg open with a chainsaw.
That was due to not wearing chaps. The company provided them that I worked for, but I chose not to wear them because it was hot and I was working 14-hour days, and I'd run a chainsaw, in my opinion, long enough to where I didn't need to wear them. So I guess you could say I got comfortable. And ended up cutting myself in just below my knee.
Despite the risks, Brett Nelson says it beats an office job any day.
Got a job doing graphic design and was in a cubicle for 5 years, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And so I'll just work at Bartlett for a summer and get outside and take a break and then go back to graphic design. And 8 years later, I'm still pruning trees because I love being outside every day.
We enjoy being in these big trees and knowing and understanding what their needs are, making sure that we understand the biology of the soil so that the tree can continue to survive. It's almost a spiritual thing.
You can watch the Michigan Tree Climbing Championship at Prospect Park tomorrow in Holland. There will also be a belayed kids climb. All events are free. For more info, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.